The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Yeah, as we're going to talk about love or lies, how to protect yourself whilst using dating apps. So, hello, Mr. Paul. How are you? Welcome to Freedom.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm really, really glad that you're here because, I mean, the conversations with regards to cybersecurity and cyber check and everything internet-wise, it's so beneficial for us now because that's the age that we are in, right?
Yes, yes, love and lies, eh? As the topic says.
Yeah, because you know plenty of people are signing up for them thing and don't know what they're signing up for. You know that?
That is correct. True.
So I know today that we are going to be discussing that, and I want to invite our listeners to get into the conversation. 306-1065, or you can give us a call when I tell you it's time to open the phone lines at 625-2257 or 627-3223. Have you ever been on a dating app? Send me a message on WhatsApp. Let me know. All right? Have you ever been on a dating app? Because here's what. Finding love has changed dramatically because it's no longer like how it used to be a long time. Though today, many people are meeting online through dating apps and the social media. Now, whilst some have found genuine relationships, others have lost thousands of dollars, had their identity stolen, or even put their lives at risk. So how can you really tell the difference between love and lies? Now, joining us, as I've mentioned before, is Samuel Paul. He's a member of the Cyber Crime Unit of the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service to help us understand how to stay safe whilst looking for love online. Now, Mr. Paul, let me get right into it because this is a real sticky conversation, eh? Are online dating scams becoming more common in Trinidad and Tobago? What do you think?
Yes, I would say so, definitely. We have had a lot of reports where a lot of dating scams happen. People would have lost a lot of money.
Wow.
You know, thinking that they're selling it to their supposedly love interest. And, they would have been scammed. And, you know, the person would have gone with their money. And they would be calling us to report it. And by extension, the fraud squad, they would have reports of that also.
Wow. And what are some of the most common scams? You all investigate. If you can, share that with us. What are some of the most common scams?
Well, above all the rest, they have a lot of phishing scams.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of the same love relationship scams,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then they have the ones where they have the Facebook scams where they would buy vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They would want to buy vehicles. People would post vehicles to sell, and then Israeli identity theft. They take pictures from another person who have the car, pictures of the car online.
Wow.
People online, and then they would force or call somebody to meet them somewhere, and then they would rob them.
They will rob them. And because we've heard that before, we've seen that reported countless times, because this is something that happens regularly. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, true.
Now, you've mentioned something about phishing scams. So where are we going to fish? Where is that?
Well, phishing scams like fake emails or texts, you know,
mm-hmm.
they would send it to the unsuspecting victims, and they would send texts and emails
mm-hmm.
that would trick them into entering passwords. So they would have coded passwords, or it'll lead them to a site or something that would render their information or get into their computers or their devices
mm-hmm.
that would have where they would have these personal information, and they would take it from them.
Right, because you know sometimes, as you mentioned, texts, those SMS messages, the messages in them, sometimes you get a text and say, hey, you've won $1,000 from so, kindly click on the link. And when you click on the link, it takes you somewhere else. We have to fill in the information. Is that one of those phishing scams?
Yes, that is correct. That is one of those phishing scams. They would have a link, and the link will take them to somewhere where they would have to enter information, or sometimes it's just a link that just, as they click on it, it will give them the IP information, give them all the information that they have about the victim.
Oh, wow. And how can we identify if something is actually fake?
If, well, as I always say, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. You know, if you didn't win, you didn't do anything to win anything. Please do not click on any unsuspecting links that would cause, you know, the victim to lose their information, identity theft, and their money and things like that.
Right. So once you're sure you didn't enter anything to win. And you know what's the next one too? And let me know, Mr. Paul, if this is one where they tell you to send it to 10 persons and then you get a payment. Is that one as well?
Yes, that is one type, yes.
That's one type.
You have them send it to 10 different persons, so they literally fishing for information.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. So, guys, you're hearing it right here. You are hearing it right here. We are here with Samuel Paul. He is a representative from the cyber unit of the TGPS, and it's all about cyber check. Get into the conversation, 306-1065. Send me a message on WhatsApp, or you can give me a call. Have you ever fell for anything like that? And listen, don't be shameful, because it's older people, it's younger persons who fall for these kind of tricks. I'm just saying. And thinking about that, because a lot of younger people think that they know what's real and what's fake. And they think that it's only older persons, you know, fall into traps like that, Mr. Paul. So who is most likely to become a victim? Is it mainly older people, younger people, or can anyone fall victim?
Well, I would say a lot of young people, even the older ones too, because what happens is, there's a lot of single people out there, and they're looking for something a little more tangible than just the social media realm, which they would want to eventually meet someone and, you know, have that relationship with them. So anyone is vulnerable, literally. So you would get all victims of all ages, you know?
Nice.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on scammers really targeting people who are looking for genuine relationships? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, those who are looking for victims with general needs, like, so to speak, they would want to get as much resources from them as possible. The lighter ones would be like the identity theft, like ID information and their personal stuff. But when it comes to things like money now, they would have them first. They would want to build a trust with them. That's one of the ways that they'll do it. They'll want to build that. They'll look into to get that emotional tie with them, and they would once they gain the trust, they'll start to work on them from there inside their mind, you know.
And
they'll say things like, "I've never met anybody like you. I think he's my soulmate.
I can imagine
our life together." Things like that, you know. And they would create this account. They would create this account with somebody, you know, that would be appealing. You know, then comes the love bomb, of course. You know, they would say things like, "Oh, you look so beautiful," and you know, that
I can't wait to meet you, and oh my gosh, I can see a few. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But the reality is, and it's we're not meant to laugh at it. It's true. Because
it's true,
it actually happens. And thank you so much for sharing that, Mr. Paul, because I want to talk about the red flags. And for those who are saying, "Well, what kind of are you talking about? What's red flags?" Red flags are the things that we see. You see, when a red flag says stop, don't enter, yes, we still go by. And in my view, Mr. Paul, a lot of us see red flags and we bypass it.
Correct.
What do you think? Do you think that's true?
True. And a lot of the red flags would be things like that, like exactly what I just said. They express love within days or weeks to the person that they're targeting, you know.
Yeah.
They ask for monetary gifts, like gift cards,
and
cryptocurrency, you know, bank information, that sort of thing. They'll even ask you to transfer money or for their behalf, you know. And then you'll see inconsistencies in their stories. They would, you know, they might set up the meet and then they send an excuse that they can't meet because something come up all of a sudden, you know. They tend to pressure you to make quick decisions, you know, and they will tend to use that love thing against the person and saying, "You know, I thought you loved me, you know, you would send me the money," and you know, they'll tell them things like that to get them to feel sorry for the person and send it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're invoking a genuine expression from the person so that they can say, "Well, all right, well, you know, this person probably legitimate. I'm going to send them some money," you know.
True.
And from there, they keep going, yeah.
Wow.
And another thing, too, they always discourage the victim to keep the relationship personal.
Personal, and don't tell anybody. Yeah, because I was coming to that. So I was coming to ask you, because I mean, you are in the field and you are seeing it. I was coming to ask you, what are some of the things or phrases or even way how people talk, you know, our listeners could look out for to understand that, hey, this ain't right, you know, this is wrong. So something like as well, oh gosh, you know, the sad stories, you know, oh gosh, I had to pay my rent and I had to this and I had to that. Now, let's talk about fake profiles, because that's another thing, right? You've mentioned it before, whereby people take other person's photos of themselves, the vehicles, and pose as themselves, right? So can fake profiles be created using photos and AI?
Yes, it can. They can. They use, well, a lot come from the identity theft platform that they just take screenshots of people that they don't know. And, you know, like maybe somebody from the military, somebody, a doctor, a lawyer, somebody. And they build that from there. But a lot, they would use AI. They would use AI to generate an image of a person that doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And they would use that to front their fake profiles.
Yeah.
And they'll find out that they have no information about themselves online. Just a name and probably an area that they're
from.
Things like that.
Wow. And you know how difficult it is to identify if something is real or not when it comes to AI. So let's talk to the listeners. How can we identify that a profile is fake, or if it's one of these scammers or phishers, if we should call them that? How can we identify it?
You can identify it by looking at their input online, what they post. Sometimes they post 3 or 4 pictures at tops, and you'll see that their account is fairly new. Things like phone numbers, you wouldn't see any phone numbers. You'll just see like barely nothing about themselves. You wouldn't see like addresses. You might just see like from Carpe Chima or from some place.
Yeah.
You could look at when the account was made. You might see the account made probably about a month ago or probably 3 weeks ago. So those are things you look for when you suspect that somebody has a fake profile.
Yeah. You know, and I want to give my experience before we get a break here, right? Because, guys, it's just about 3:45. There was, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I'm minding my own business, Mr. Paul. You know, I like to mind my business when I ready.
Yes.
Going on social media, see this person try to send me a message. Now, the good thing about Instagram is they ask you if the person can send a message. So when I got it, I was like, bling, when I touch on the profile. It only had one post and another picture. But I saw, like, I felt like if I knew the person from when I was going to school with. So I said, you know what? Let me accept it and see. When I accepted, the person said, hey, Carrie, girl, how long I haven't seen you. And I just found you on Instagram. I said, well, I don't know who is this. What do you mean? You know me. But listen, I just wanted to reach out to you. I was going, and they start with the sad stories, Mr. Paul. I say, block, delete, throw it in the garbage. And that's how it starts.
Yes.
That's how it starts.
And a lot of account users, like Instagram mainly, they tend to not have the profile private.
Yeah.
You know, that's another way that they could protect your identity online by having it private. So they have it publicly open, and they would, these cameras, they would skim through your contact list and pretend to be somebody from your contact list, and then they would produce this fake profile, and then they'll just contact them and hope to gain from them, you know?
Yeah, because the person really did look like an old schoolmate of mine, and you know, we got older now, so I said, let me see, what is this about? When I go and I see nothing, I said, but it's kind of weird. You understand? You only had 2 posts alone. That's crazy. But anyway, Mr. Paul, listen, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll chat some more. We'll invite our callers to get in touch with us, ask you a few questions, because persons are listening right now. They are in this debacle, you know. You understand? Love and lies. Love or lies?
Love and lies, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So stick and stay, Mr. Paul. We're going to be back. And guys, this is Freedom 106.5 FM. It's The Overdrive. I'm Carrie Fee. And we are going all the way to 6 p.m. We are here with Mr. Samuel Paul, the rep from the cyber unit of the TTPS. It's all about cyber check. Get your messages in, because today we're talking about love or lies. How to protect yourself whilst using dating apps. And I wanted to find out from you. Have you ever used the dating app before? Have you ever tried looking for love online? And listen, no shame at all, because it has happened to everybody. No shame in your game. Don't feel ashamed at all, because it has happened. And it's okay. But talk to us, all right? Let us know. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break and be back with so much more. It's The Overdrive on Freedom 106.5 FM. And I am Carrie V.
Tune in to Betterments with Old Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Space tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base, Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters. Are you tired of missing out on the latest news and updates on what's going on around you? Well, get ready to stay informed like never before with CNC3 7 p.m. News Live. Tune in every day at 7 p.m. and stay ahead of the game with the most accurate and reliable news coverage. The 7 p.m. News, live on CNC3, covering your world. Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that big board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information, get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
She is fun and engaging.
It's Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Now, guys, it's only about 10 minutes away from 4 p.m. 10 minutes away from you getting up and getting going and leaving that heavy office. And when I say heavy, it's heavy. You only know what I'm talking about. I hope you reach home safely. Please keep it safe on the roads, all right? Freedom 106.5 FM, Carrie V is here. I'm in the company, and this is The Overdrive, and we are all about a cyber check, which we do every other Monday right here. Always speaking with a representative of the cyber unit of the TGPS. And today's discussion is love or lies, how to protect yourself whilst using dating apps. And we are here with Mr. Paul. Welcome back, Mr. Paul.
Thank you.
Nice. So let's get back into the conversation. I saw persons messaging us here. And guys, get into the conversation and give me a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223. Have you ever used one of the dating apps before? I'm sure you have. Let us know your experience. Or have you ever been scammed before? I'm sure you have. When somebody say, hey, you win something from a fried chicken place, you had to download the app, you had to click the link. Come on, that shares on WhatsApp all the time. And Mr. Paul, I just recently saw that from a fried chicken place, they send a link and they say, hey, touch the link and you'll get free fried chicken for the rest of the year. What?
I had a message like that too. But I knew better.
Oh, free fried chicken for you.
Come on.
Come on, guys. All right. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna talk about protecting ourselves now, Mr. Paul, because it's all about that, right? So what should people do before trusting someone they meet online? We're going back to the dating apps. So what should someone do before trusting someone they meet online?
Well, the first thing they would want to do is protect their personal information. Mm-hmm. You know, avoid sharing home address, things like their workplace, financial details, other sensitive information. You know, they can also look for consistency, as I said earlier, in their profile and conversations.
Right.
They can even suggest a video call before meeting the person to confirm.
I like that one. Yeah.
And, they need to be wary of that because the person may want to refuse to do that,
mm-hmm.
You know, or even chat because, you know, they make a lot of excuses that way. They have to be cautious with things like, you know, the person declaring their feelings strong in a quick manner, when they start asking for money, when they start, you know, they claiming to be overseas and, you know, they get you off of the dating site app from chatting there to, like, let me say WhatsApp, but they have a local number.
Mm-hmm.
They have a local bank account. You know, things like that are red flags.
Wow.
They start to change. They're always changing their story all the time and it doesn't add up. Yeah, things like that.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, you've mentioned, you know, to not share personal details, but someone mentioned here on the WhatsApp, and let me say good afternoon to you. They said, I don't know if it's a he or she, but they said that what type of personal information is not to be shared? Because if I am looking for love online, then I should be able to disclose certain information. What type of information should I share online if I am using a dating app? Someone asked that question, Mr. Paul.
Well, for one thing, their phone number. They need to verify if the person is legitimate first before they verify. They give them the number,
mm-hmm.
the address, as I said earlier. Pictures, you know, the people tend to take pictures now. They use an AI now to manipulate pictures.
Yep.
Yeah, putting a pretty face on a disreputive photo,
mm-hmm.
and threatening them with that eventually. So things like that, they need to refrain from sending the person as they now meet them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over time, when you verify the person is legitimate, as I say, by way of, you could probably use a video call.
Yeah.
Those things, when you verify that the person is legitimate, then you can, you know, share other things like take it in steps, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. Thank you so much. I want to say good afternoon going out to MK. MK is locked in. MK said, Carrie V, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the rep from Cyber Unit. If someone suspects that they are being scammed, what steps should they take? Thank you for your question, MK.
What steps that they should take if they are being scammed?
Yeah, if they suspect that they are being scammed, what steps should they take?
Well, once again, they need to verify the person. The information that they put out, they need to... they need to watch what they put out. If it's something that they send money to, if it's like a case that they send money to the person and they have to notify the banking institution at an early time so that they could either try to block it or, you know, inform the fraud squad, things like that, that this person, you know, this person has been acting weird or moving in a certain way. And they make the report and they would look into it for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. Thank you so much for that. And MK, I hope that answered your question. So, Mr. Ball, another one, which is a very big concern. What are some safety precautions should someone take before meeting an online match in person?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
If they're making plans to meet, they could meet in a public place, you know. Make sure that they say who they are, that you know who they are,
mm-hmm.
By verifying certain things. You know, you call them, you build that rapport with them.
Mm-hmm.
You keep talking with them. You do the video calls, and you know, eventually when it's time to meet, you meet with them.
Yeah, we could meet by the police station too.
Yeah, all that cool.
Right,
all
hey, that. Straight there I go. And, hey, meet me by Arauca Police Station. Meet me by CID in Port of Spain. Right in the lobby, right there. Yeah, yeah. I got it,
watch
I got it.
Love bombs also.
Yeah. You know, don't bomb me with love. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Now, Mr. Paul, we are about a few minutes away from the top. We do have to go to our news headlines, but I want to ask you something before we go there, because we also have our Overdrive opinion poll question. This is where I ask them a question based on what we were discussing, and we'll get some votes and a poll, all right? So, one before we head back, should friends or family know where you're going on a first date? What's your thoughts? Friends or family should know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there must be somebody that they can trust, that you can inform them of what is going on in terms of your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you may not want to divulge too much information, but information to them is important so that they'll know, all right, well, you know, I've been dating online. They made arrangements to meet, date and time and place, that sort of thing. Yeah. Give them all the information so that in case of an emergency, they would know how to find you, how to locate you. Always leave your location on your device on. So that they could verify where you were last and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's very important to inform somebody. I am a heavy endorser of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Inform somebody so that it'll ensure that you are safe. And it'll always have somebody who knows about your whereabouts.
Definitely. And don't forget screenshots. Screenshot mm-hmm. and send it to someone that you trust.
That's right.
Whether
that's
it's
right.
the conversations that you're having or even their profile picture.
Yep.
You understand?
That's
and
right.
the name. So, you know what? Let's take a pin there, Mr. Paul. When we come back, it's going to be so much more. It's all about our Overdrive opinion poll question.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.